Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Jay Binkley joining us here today. You'll also be on from 10 to 2 with Logan a little bit later on today, I believe.
Yeah, Jay, how about that?
What's going on, Bob and Dustog?
Not much. What fickles your brain about the Cowboys acquiring George Pickens and a 2027 sixth-round pick in exchange for the Pittsburgh Pirates Steelers to get a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick?
My first reaction is, man, Pittsburgh, what the hell are you doing? I mean, they're already talking about going to an alternate helmet. There was one team I didn't think would ever do it, and then they trade George Pickens. Dallas gets yet another diva. Yeah, wide receiver. This just doesn't make a lot of sense for either team. And Pittsburgh, man, this team, for all that talent that they had before, no quarterback now minus a wide receiver. And in Dallas, yet another headache. So I was kind of laughing about it, actually.
I don't understand why you say it doesn't make sense for Pittsburgh. You get rid of a cancer off your team. You just became a better football team by getting rid of that guy.
Yeah, I guess. But again, I mean, DK Metcalf and George Pickens, it's pretty good wide receivers they would have had in Pittsburgh. There's no way to throw it to them. I get that.
Well, there will be. Aaron Rodgers had yellow and black socks on when he went to the Kentucky Derby, so he'll be there throwing it to him. Yeah. I completely disagree with you, Jay. I think George Pickens sucks as a teammate, and they needed to get rid of him, and I think your team becomes better. The Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill. Their wide receiver group became better. They went on and won two Super Bowls. I'm not saying Pittsburgh is doing that, but I do believe in sports and in life, quite honestly, and you've worked with people just like Dusty and I have that are cancers, and they yell at people all the time, and it's a miserable experience. You don't need that, right? You want to have the workplace where people can go and feel good and not have to walk on eggshells and deal with diva type personalities. Like, I think this is a win for Pittsburgh just by ridding themselves of this guy.
Yeah, if one team can handle it, it's been Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh can handle it. But, you know, I'll just remind people, all those people that wanted George Pickens with the Chiefs when the draft came around, man, that was a hot name in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted George Pickens to the Chiefs.
I know I was kind of excited because I saw George Pickens and Adam Schefter. I'm like, did Brett Veach do it? Did he really do it? Binkley, I want to bring this up because we had a conversation about it. I know that you've got your eyeballs glued to those Royals as well as they're winning. They've now won, 13 of their last 15?
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah.
Do you think Caglione is a top three story in Kansas City baseball this year?
100%. 100%. He needed to be to Omaha soon. It's great that the Royals continue to play America's booty call, the White Sox. That was one of the most laughable games I'd ever seen. That is a big bag of suck, Dustman, the Chicago White Sox. But this team sucks so bad, it's so nice the Royals to have them in the division.
What did you call them? America's what?
Booty call.
America's booty call. The Chicago White Sox, I mean.
Well, they are, Bob. You think about it. I mean, last year the Royals were struggling at the beginning of the
year.
They go and sweep the White Sox, and it leads to a seven-game winning streak. And, you know, Colorado kind of played that role for Kansas City. They didn't, you know, under 500, get the Rockies. They were scoring over four runs. They hadn't been doing that much all year, but they did it twice in one day against the Rockies. And all of a sudden you get the White Sox, who basically a comedy of errors last night. That ninth inning was one for the record books. I mean, that was a typical way a team should never play, and that was the White Sox. And here's the thing, too, Bob and Dusty. The one thing I hate is they wear their City Connects now. They used to be those Southside jerseys. They wore this year. They're wearing Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
they're wearing the black and red. If there's not anything more disrespectful than the White Sox, that sucky team that they are, representing the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan in those championships with Chicago, that is a joke.
Yeah, well, that's the owner owns both of those teams, so you get the cross promotion of those teams. All right, back to football, Jay, because that seemingly is your wheelhouse here. I made the comment earlier after this George Pickens trade. I think the Chiefs are going to be drafting a wide receiver every year from here on out with Brett Veach and company. It doesn't have to be a first round pick, but I think every year they're going to be drafting wide receivers. What do you think about that?
I hope so, and I think they should. I mean, that is what they are. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, you're only going to have that guy once, as I've said before. You kind of fill him up with a lot of talent. But, you know, Hollywood Brown's probably on his – we said this last year, but he's probably on his last year in Kansas City. But, yeah, just keep taking chances of wide receivers. And you never know what's going to happen. I mean, look at last year, you know, with Hollywood Brown out the first play of preseason, Rashee Rice hurt in game three for the season. You just never know. And then maybe a suspension. You just never know. So, yeah, I would keep throwing darts at wide receivers. Most of the time it's worked out. I mean, the Chiefs don't throw a bunch. They throw one pretty much. You know, Sky Moore hadn't exactly worked out. Rashee Rice has. Xavier Worthy has. So, you know, Brett Veach very calculated in the receivers that he brings in to Kansas City. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Just get one every year.
All right, Bigley, last one, because we have a topic coming up on the other side about this. The Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs have played on CBS at, 3:30 for the last 3 years, every single year at that time slot. Is there a game on the schedule that you would just, if you had $100 to spend, just hypothetically in like a draft, that you could put most of your money on, Chiefs versus who next year? What game is that?
Probably Chargers and Chiefs in Brazil. However, guys, this is the 30th anniversary of the Chiefs playing the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And if the Chiefs aren't going to get their way to play on Christmas, what better way for the NFL? It's two marquee teams, America's teams, the Chiefs, despite love them or hate them nationally.
Who's the other team that's the marquee team in that conversation?
I would say Dallas. I mean, Dallas is, we could laugh about Dallas all we want, but, you know, they are still a ratings draw. And having the Chiefs and the Cowboys on the 30th anniversary from that 95 Thanksgiving Day game.
A lot of people celebrate that one.
Yes, they do in my world, Bob.
Yeah.
But the 30th anniversary for the Chiefs and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, because you know the NFL is going to do it. The NFL loves Chiefs' first ever playoff game on Peacock, first ever playoff game on Netflix, first ever night game on Amazon. The NFL loves using the Chiefs. They're the marquee team. But imagine the Chiefs and Cowboys, the ratings bonanza that would be on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, the Giants and Cowboys had a ratings bonanza, too. I don't know if you waste the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day, because I don't think you need it. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. And, you know, I think the schedule release a week from today is going to excite a lot of people.
Well, it's fun. And, you know, NFL.com broke down their top 10 games of the year. Three of the top 10 were Chiefs. I mean, there's so many great games and selections. The Ravens at the Chiefs, the Eagles at the Chiefs at the Bills, even though we know that game doesn't matter in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good games on the Chiefs schedule. They got the Commanders, Jaden Daniels versus Mahomes this coming up this year. But the schedule for the Chiefs is fun. They had five primetime games last year. I expect that or more next year. It was the Jets that actually had six primetime games last year. What a joke that was. Hopefully it's the Chiefs this year.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
We'll see you in about an hour, buddy.
All right, fellas.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.